Quickie Mysteries from the Case Files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The House in the Woods. I passed along an anonymous tip that an informant of mine received regarding the possible location of a couple of fugitives on the run for some big cryptocurrency crimes. A tip that said the fugitives were holed up in some house in the middle of the woods just outside of Tokyo. When the capture team and I arrived at the lone house in the middle of nowhere, the team thought that there was no way the fugitives had even been here. The grass and the greenery surrounding the house was unkempt and overgrown from years of neglect. The homeowner must have loved disco because we could clearly see through the water the elaborate disco-themed artwork painted at the bottom of the swimming pool at the side of the house. Looking at the house, it looked abandoned and so old and decrepit that it would fall apart if you sneezed at it. As the capture team was about to get back into their vehicles, I pulled the team leader aside and told him the only thing I knew. I told him that this place was very likely the fugitives' hideout. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the house in the woods, we could clearly see through the water the elaborate, disco-themed artwork painted at the bottom of the swimming pool at the side of the house. The thing was that a swimming pool left unattended for years would never naturally be full of water that remained clean enough to allow anyone to see the pool bottom clearly. Although the rest of the estate looked abandoned, unkempt, and in disrepair, some person or persons had cleaned the pool and changed its water recently. Very possibly the fugitives we had been looking for. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. A stakeout of the house resulted in the capture of the fugitives, who were hiding in the basement and came out after dark. And that was the case I call The House in the Woods. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One old children's toy. Several missed payments. And one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the antique payment wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.